Harder. Harder.
That's hard. What do you want?
Take it off.
Ah, come on. You want to stop now? That's enough with that. Come on. Good.
I'm going to smack you again. Throw it again.
That's enough. That's enough.
Harder, harder.
Nah, your cuts are opening and everything.
The movie that might best describe the dramatic political changes in the Philippines this week is Raging Bull. The country is already familiar with boxer Manny Pacquiao in politics. Now Filipino citizens have elected the Punisher, that's the authentic nickname of Rodrigo Duterte, as president in a landslide. Duterte, the mayor of the city of Davao, ran on a campaign of threatening to, quote, butcher criminals and corrupt politicians. He says he'll forget human rights. He's a self-proclaimed womanizer who's joked about raping an Australian actress, admits being involved in his city's notorious death squads, and has called himself a dictator. What does he call the United States, the Philippines' former colonial masters?
I think America has a wounded soul. We're so isolated as a Western world. And China can help us. We're better off making friends with China.
Bonnie Glazer, senior advisor for Asia at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, says Duterte enters office at a tense time in Philippines-China relations.
Duterte has inherited a policy from President Aquino of real toughness against China in the South China Sea. During the campaign, Duterte said many contradictory things about how he would deal with the South China Sea. At one point, he said he would get on a jet ski and he would just go out to one of these disputed islands that China's occupied and he would plant a Filipino national flag. And then at other times, he said that he would open bilateral talks with China and he wants to get more economic investment from China. So it's really not clear yet what his policy is going to be.
Is there a restlessness among the people of the Philippines, do you think, in the ascension of Mr. Duterte, in that they want this shaken up? They are not interested in the status quo in the slow incremental way in which relations have developed between the Philippines and China and a host of other issues.
I think the people of the Philippines are angry, but I don't really think they're angry so much about the South China Sea. Yes, there are fishermen who really want to fish around Scarborough Shoal, which the Chinese essentially seized in mid-2012, and they're constantly driving out fishermen. But like most, you know, democratic elections in the world, this election was about poverty and crime and corruption, lack of social services. People want better governance. And so I think people are mostly angry about the situation at home.
Some have said that Duterte is a character who could revert the Philippines to dictatorship. Is that something that is likely? Could he do that on his own? And if there is a restored dictatorship in the Philippines, what does that mean for the region?
Well, it is possible that he could try to concentrate power in his hands. I don't think he could really become a dictator. Philippines is fairly democratic, and I think it's unlikely that he would really revert back. I think the bigger concern is really potential for a corrupt leader.
How does China view the Philippines in general? Are they concerned about the domestic politics of the Philippines, or is this something that's more of a blip for them?
They probably see this as an opportunity. The relationship between Aquino and the Chinese government really had soured considerably ever since the Philippines took this case against China in January 2013. And I think that the Chinese are looking for a way to pull the Philippines back toward Beijing and away from the United States. And this is something that the Chinese are quite concerned about. They don't like alliances in Asia in any case, and they would like to drive a wedge, if they can, between Washington and Manila.
So it may be an invitation, and Duterte is saying, bring your jet skis and come on over to Manila.
Well, at least bring your investment, help the Philippines to improve their infrastructure. I think he is quite interested in that. So, Duterte is just going to have, I think, a difficult balancing act. He's going to want to preserve good relations with the U.S. and Japan, but I think he's also going to want to improve relations with China and try to use this complex situation to benefit his country and his people.
Bonnie Glazer, Senior Advisor for Asia at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Thanks so much.
Thank you, John.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.